put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties because it's cold out there today.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
No, hardly. You can expect hazardous travel out there. In fact, later today with, you know, at the blizzard thing.
That blizzard thing? Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason, actually, why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold. Okay, but the big question on everybody's lips.
Their chap lips.
Their chap lips. Okay, is do you think Phil's going to come out and see his shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right. Well, Chuckers, it's Groundhog Day.
Hey.
All right, play it again. No, just kidding. We're not going to. We might later in the show. Punxsutawney Phil will either see a shadow or not see it today. We'll see how much more winter we have. I got to thank Rich Hurl for that. By the way, Rich Hurl doing that one take. That is how good Rich Hurl is, ladies and gentlemen. Punxsutawney Rich will be back in later in the show. For now, we're just going to take the break here on the morning wake up and step aside on Groundhog Day for our own Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's a tough act to follow here on Groundhog Day, and I know he can do it. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
This was an historic night last night, the Iowa caucuses. That's kind of the topical and the temporal. But you're going to take us a different direction today with maybe something to uplift the spirit, more than we just did with that shtick, because you look around, and I know you find things on the web, and when they catch your eye, they really catch your eye. And you had something do that here very recently, didn't you?
Well, I really did. I just happened to run across an obituary of a woman named Jennifer Vanderstelt. Okay. This is someone from the Western Michigan area. I have no idea who she is, did not know her. But I happened to just read about her, and it kind of inspired me. It indicated that, you know, she had had a good job. She was a chief operating officer for Service One Federal Credit Union, okay, over in the area. And she was diagnosed in March of 2015 with cancer. And this is what really caught my attention. It was a Facebook post that she did in mid-November, and it said, "The sun is shining on this beautiful day. It's been a beautiful week, but I am not giving up. Please do not take your health for granted. Live in the present and let go of the things you cannot change." Kind of an adaptation of the Serenity Prayer, mm-hmm. but it's a good thing to try to live by. Try to enjoy your life. Try to find meaning. Try to find good, because this is really what we have. You know, if we have a spiritual belief, we believe there is definitely a life thereafter. But what we know is what we have here, and there are so many people that because they live in the past, the carpe diem, you know, seize the day. They don't seize the day. They live an unhappy life. They're striving for things to a level that they can't enjoy the day. So I felt that this woman's death, it's an example. It's something we can learn from, because she's talking about the sun shining. She's talking about, even though it's been a difficult week,
right,
she's talking about moving on and enjoying life. And I even ran into an old quote, talking about an old quote. You know, carpe diem is from Horace, ancient Rome. Well, I found another ancient Roman that just happened to catch my attention. When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think to enjoy, to love. This is from Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor, who also was, by the way, a philosopher. But again, I just think...
You diminished him. He was a very great philosopher.
I won't diminish that at all. Very definitely.
He was, yeah.
And a thing... But again, I harp on it in my work and my life, and I just... When people are complaining and finding the negative, now that doesn't mean there isn't misery and not happiness in life, and not trying to diminish that. But when you take a day, when you wake up in the morning, when you're ready to go, you have to try to find things that seize the day, enjoy the day, find the positive things that keep you going. And Dave, in your work, you see it every day also. It is so hard for so many people to do that. So it's really... And I'll even give you the John Bracciuo quote. If you live in the past, you have no present or future because you're stuck somewhere else. So let's try to, on Groundhog Day today, how does that sound? We'll use this as a beginning day, as a day after the Iowa caucus, to have a day to be positive and look forward. And I see you doing this, if I can pay you a compliment. I think you do try to find the positive. There's always new things to learn, new doors to open, new challenges, new excitement, new people to love and care for, and that's what we want in life. That's what we need to do.
Well, you're nice to say that. I hope it's true. But you know, I try to find things. No, but Doc, I try to find things that there's. You know, the older I get, I find that I get less riled up and less truly angry, but I'm more amused by things. And part of it isn't living in the past, but is comparing with things in the past as I look to the future. And so, I mean, it's a little broader palette. And I'm guessing you've seen that in your life too.
Absolutely. We can use the past as a gauge,
sure.
Okay? And I think that is really important. But again, there are people.
But not to live in it.
Well, they can't get over yesterday. And I say, you know, yesterday was a great day. Maybe. It may have been a bad day. In fact, for many people, it's the bad days they remember. And another thing, I believe, if you can control what you think about, you're going to live a lot happier life, because everybody has ups and downs. And it's just more fun to focus on home runs, on successes, and try to build on them rather than woefully looking at the past. If you're a Michigan State football fan, I'm looking at what happened last year, an incredible Big Ten season, a Big Ten championship game, beating Ohio State, beating Michigan. Great year. I'm not going to focus on the one loss that was very annoying, to say the least. So that's my positive view on sports, and it was a great year.
I've got an even better one for you tomorrow. Let's look ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow is letter of intent signing day, and tomorrow is where you start all of that hard work that the coaches put in, starts to bear the first bits of fruit when the names go on the dotted line, and you start to see some of what the future is for MSU and every other school out there with their various and sundry teams. That begins tomorrow. So you're looking in the past in one sense and saying, we have done some great things recently, but you're also looking ahead and saying, and we're about to do even bigger things ahead. The balance has got to be important, because forgetting everything about the past means you're just the day to day. You're living in the moment, but you're not, there's no context. Finding that balance, though, I think it's got to be huge.
I think that is really true, because tomorrow will be a good day for Carpe Diem. Seize the day, a new group of young people coming in with all the opportunities in the world, with the coaches ready to mold them, work with them, old Manny getting them over there in the weight room. You're right. Now, again, we're not talking about forgetting the past.
No.
We're talking about not letting the past, particularly negative aspects of it, control the present. Because, you know, I like the idea, our old buddy Marcus Aurelius, you know, what a privilege to get up, to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love. I mean, these are great things to do. And if we, you know, it's not a question of being howdy-doody, overly happy and optimistic and leading a false life. No, it's trying to find the good in life, find the positive that you have. And really, if you really want to look back, and I'll give you another old one, William Hazlitt, who was kind of a cantankerous English writer of the Romantic period, when he died, he fought with everybody imaginable while he lived. And he said, I've had a happy life at the very end. You know, one of those statements that's come down over history. And people kind of go, wow, you know. Or when Saban was here at a Catholic Central fundraiser and he said he learned how to get along with people, and there were many people that thought, gee, did he ever learn how to get along with people? But again, you know, these are things that as we live a life, we try to enjoy the day. We don't forget the past. I agree, we need balance. But boy, you know, there's so much to do, so many things to, so many challenges, so many people to meet, so many people to try to work with and help and find people to help us. It's just exciting, Dave. It really is.
Yep, and it's, and if you still have that, then you've got your zest for life. And I think that came through in what you were reading from the young woman. I mean, I'm assuming a relatively young woman, maybe in the prime of 37, in the prime of, yeah, in the prime of life. And her friends will say she went too soon, and maybe she did. But you know, there was what's the line? I know I'm going to botch it. It's not the number of years in the life, but the life in the years.
Yes.
And she had life in her years. Even at the end, she was savoring, enjoying, and like you saying, using carpe diem. And you have to applaud that. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. You can find the podcast here and the thoughts and the musings at drjohnb.com. This one will be there shortly. Carpe diem, good way. Marcus Aurelius, I like it when his name pops out here. There's, see, not every show will do that for you, ladies and gentlemen. We try, we sprinkle it out there from Groundhog Day to that, to the caucuses, and we've got more coming up. You name it. Doc, always good to talk to you here.
And listen, and remember, we had Horace there with
Carpe diem. That's right, Horace, yeah, that's right. Horace was in the, Marcus Aurelius was more about, hey, I'm awake, I'm alive, it's a good day. And I would agree with that most days, including this one. Great talking
Very
to you, sir.
Good.
All right, more ahead on the Morning Wake Up. Don't go away, everybody. This is 1320 WILS.